Mitch McConnell slams Democrat infrastructure proposal as Orwellian. Now anything can be labeled infrastructure. By Wendell Hasebo on April 13, 2021. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, slammed the Democrats on the Senate floor Tuesday for an Orwellian campaign that seeks to relabel many progressive policies as infrastructure. The minority leader was referencing President Joe Biden's $2.25 trillion proposal, which Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, defended by tweeting paid leave, child care, and caregiving are infrastructure-related items to include in future infrastructure legislation. Paid leave is infrastructure. Child care is infrastructure. Caregiving is infrastructure. Kirsten Gillibrand, at Sen Gillibrand, April 7, 2021. McConnell shot back at the Democrat scheme, less than 6% goes to roads and bridges. It's not remotely targeted towards what Americans think they are getting when politicians campaign on infrastructure. This plan would impose one of the biggest tax hikes in a generation when workers need an economic recovery, he continued. It would gut right-to-work protections for blue-collar workers. It would throw hundreds of billions to far-left scream fads. They even want to include a special state and local tax provision, designed to overwhelmingly benefit wealthy residents of blue states, McConnell said. But instead of coming up with a better bill, Democrats have decided it's the English language that needs to change. They are embarking on an Orwellian campaign to convince everybody that any government policy whatsoever can be labeled infrastructure, McConnell said in earnest. McConnell then made light of the proposal. Liberals just have to believe in it hard enough. A corporate tax increase seems to be an uphill fight for Democrats. Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, said on April 5, Democrats do not have enough votes in the Senate to pass Biden's infrastructure proposal because 6 or 7 Democrats oppose raising the corporate tax rate to 28%. The proposal has also received negative feedback from Republicans. Not even 6% of President Joe Biden's massive $2 trillion infrastructure bill would be used to build roads and bridges, Senator Marsh Blackburn, RTN, explained to Breitbart News. Biden's plan includes the largest tax hike in nearly 3 decades, but of course, coastal elites will have their taxes slashed. It will strip Americans of their right to work by forcing them to join Democrat-backed unions.